Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, this is Brother. This is
story about what's happening tonight. Thank you that called in. Thank you, Sister Mary. And I was saying to the people down in Mississippi, some parts of Louisiana, they're flooding out, Texas. I think the earth is kind of mad with how they've been treating people of color. So things happening. I just want you to get ready. Because I got a special show tonight. I'm asking, the question is that our kids going back to school, and then parents going to do, and what about homeschooling? A lot of things coming up. But the system, it ain't telling us what to do. You know, what I'm saying, you got teachers that's dropping out of school, so they ain't going to teach no more. And then you got some people homeschooling. I know Sister Lisa in Detroit, you know, no, she's in Atlanta. She's homeschooling her kids. I know Sister John, she homeschooling her kids. But I'm bringing Brother Jahi on tonight and let him break this up and crack it up with us. And all he don't get, I get. So you listen to Blog Talk Radio, Bishop Turner. Go to my radio, Blog Talk Radio, YoloSite.com. Right now we're bringing Brother Jahi. Since kids are going back to school, and I thought we ought to crack it up and talk about what the educator's not going to tell us, and we're talking about schooling in America, and schooling in Detroit and Chicago, and the schools down in Atlanta already started. And I was talking to Sister Lisa, she home kid up of school, and I was talking to Mary Hawkins. I'm going to bring her on because she was talking about homeschooling her kids. Okay. If you want to have something to say, just raise your hand. Mary Hawkins, how are you doing this evening? I got you on.
I'm okay.
Do you believe your kids should be homeschooled? You should send them to school?
I believe they should stay at home. Because it's too much shooting in the school, it's too much COVID going in the school, too much money in the school. If it was me, I would homeschool them at home.
Going on.
Yes.
Okay, kind of speak kind of loud.
I would homeschool mine. And COVID and monkeypox.
So we keep
mine at home.
I kind of agree with you that the kids need to be homeschooled till they get a hold on all this crime, not only just in Chicago, all across the country. The day in Chicago, they had three kids to get shot on the outside of school, and this is the second day of the school period. And I had prophesied that we're going to be shooting in all the schools across this country. Until Congress gets ready to do the right thing with these assault weapons and like that. So I'm bringing Brother Jahi.
Yeah.
No way. Okay, Brother Jahi.
Can you hear me good? Give me my check. Can you hear me? My check.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, number two. Y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear Jahi? Do you hear Mary?
No. No.
No. Can you hear me better?
No.
Getting better now?
No, we can't hear him.
Do you hear him now?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, they can hear you now.
Okay.
Peace and love.
All of the foundation.
Peace and love to all the foundation blacks.
I hope we're already here. Let it go back all the way before the 18th.
Okay.
Before the freedom river. in the school system. Got to be brief. I'm going to try to be quick to the point. This is the American government. They've been breaking slaves for a very long time. So all of their entities are designed to break slaves. Their entities are not designed to benefit state slaves.
It's carried the system.
Look at everything in the United States as how the United States began. Kind of clear, you have a clear frame of reference. So, we are wards of this place. We are descendants of built this place. Now, reparations is on the table, but those individuals that have place sector make it happen ain't said nothing. Meaning they ain't said we can deserve no reparations. The reason why I'm speaking about reparations first is because the lack of us having reparations, or the fact that we don't have reparations, is very telling on how they feel about us as a group. And that is it. How they systems are built and what they systems are meant to do for these groups of ex-slaves or descendants. Foundation of Black America. Okay? So, they killed us all, murdered us, lied to us, mass incarcerated us, war on drugs us, hunger us, Jim Crow us. So, we have a long line of being mistreated by this very government that we think is supposed to be right by us, who ain't never done right by us. So, what I'm basically saying in a different way is, of course, you need to own people who you kids are about to do. Because the schools ran like the prince. They don't want Black men in the schools. They want Black men in the schools being security guards and being the help. Steel hands, as my brother, Mr. Gregory Smith, here in Indiana, told me one time, my senior. He told me, brother, you want to be in this district? You want to be in the school system? They're going to look at you like you're a steel. That's all they're going to look at.
Not a man.
Not a man. A feeling. See, white folks don't look at Black folks like men and women. White folks look at Black folks like boys and men. You gotta understand.
That's
another guy, that's Claude Anderson. That's right. He broke that down. That's right. My brother Claude Anderson. Y'all check out everything Claude Anderson got. Go to YouTube, study Claude Anderson, get all these books. Very bright work. So, they don't look at you like man, woman, they look at you like boy and girl. Also, Nelly Fuller Jr. spoke on that in his book. A principle is told kind of a principle is told kind of a principle. He tells you in that book that they don't look at you like man, woman, they look at you like boy and girl. And they deal with you like boy and girl. Okay? So, you got to have one up on them and say, well, I'm not going to let you keep my kids. If you want to keep my kids, I'm going to play. You don't keep my kids. They have all these anxiety, all these low self-esteem, mannerisms. Because that's what you do. We got to break folks down so they can do stuff. That's the mentality of race or white.
So what you're saying is right now, as we are involved, it's 2022, we're in a situation now where Black women and Black men take a new look at the education system. If they're not going to change it, you need to take your children out of it. But my thing is that the kids might get killed in school because it's not security.
Okay, this is the thing. Whenever something like that starts going left, it's because it's time for the people who didn't have a mind to see what makes sense. See, some people had a mind maybe 5, 10 years ago to pull their kids out of school. Because they saw it coming. But now it's a necessity because now the kids still lose their life. But the thing is, ain't no monopoly on education. Ain't no monopoly on learning. So you can pull your kids out of there, put them on the app, that's on the computer, they can learn their basic core standards for their state. It's available to learn.com, check that out. I mean, it's just so many apps But you can get on and still learn what you need to learn. You could go to YouTube and type in long division for sixth grade, long division for middle school. It's going to show you every step. It's going to have so many apps, so many channels for teachers, ex-teachers, current teachers, people who just professionals, people who in entertainment industry, that actual clip of showing you basic math computations. And all you got to do is pay attention, take good notes, and drill yourself. Ain't no monopoly on no learn. You need to know how to count money. You need to know how to read well and write well so people can understand. It ain't that hard. You got to know American history and know world history so you know where you fit in. As far as the science, you can even do science step by step. There's a lot of programs and apps that you can learn science. Earth science.
World
chemical science.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying to you, glad to have you on, but I got into this business and all that. There's a new book you got coming out telling me about it. You wrote one part of it. When that other book coming out that you talked about?
First of all, go to Titus. Go to iHeart Music. Go to Google Music. Type in God Jack. It'll tell you the whole story of my work. As far as the book that's coming, understand we are in a big school. We can learn. Everybody can learn. And when they check out, I guess they felt like they learned all they need to learn.
So what you're saying to us that if you're a parent and you're concerned about your kids, keep your kids and homeschool them at home in order to make sure that they're diligent in education. They don't get killed in the process. What's got going on now? What happened in Sandy Hook? What happened down in Texas where the police were scared to go in on one guy and they had to arm him? My whole thing is they're going to learn more, and all this garbage that been put in the education system, the homosexual stuff, all that will be taken out because you ain't got to worry about the monkeypox and all that other stuff that's going on in the system that they're not taking care of.
Listen close, because you might miss it. Know that self. That means busy yourself with self and things that tend to self. If you black and you know you get treated this way, you're the only one that get treated this way. And at some point, you got to sit around a campfire and y'all got to do yourself. And y'all got to not include the slave master who's going to put you through all these gender abuse, all this LGBTQ, all this confusion, all this death of little kids. Who would want to harm those? Same people who want to put you in bondage, take your rights, natural rights, take your natural rights,
human rights.
Okay, so you got to think about the ideology and the mentality of what an enemy really is. The enemy's trying to take your life from you, trying to take your comfort of living from you, trying to take your pursuit of happiness from you, right? And say they ain't better and you don't deserve. You're still waiting on our reparations. Let me say this about MLK. MLK was on his way to get our reparations because he made the point that they gave reparations to all these other people, Japanese, Native Americans. But you took our land, bred us like dogs, murdered us, hung us, worked us to the bone, built all these cities, you took all our past. You just had us work, but then took all the credit. So we need that bread, we need that money, we need that tax exemption, we need all that. Run that check. And that's what all black people need to be saying. Run that check. Reparations need to be on every black person's tongue. Run that check. We're tired of seeing ourselves get killed for 10 minutes in the movie. We're tired of seeing our kids get murdered in the street. Our kids just let us do whatever, but then other communities police very specifically.
That's right.
Set us up. RICO, all types of cities, filling up the prisons with us. Like we the only ones and somebody's doing something. Paint the picture like we just the scum of the earth and we the reason why things going left. But anybody who know how to pick up a book to make it, you know, will know just who's doing the wrong thing. So once again, I want to say, not depend on your oppressor. Teach yourself. There's enough books out here, there's enough scholars out here with information out of gadget and right areas to make this out. Get out of that religion because it controls to have a moral system for people who don't even have morals. You allow somebody who literally, if you read their history, they have no morals whatsoever. They steal, they kill, they rape, they pillage. No morals. They'll make a treatment, go back on the street and kill everybody. Give you small parts and say they come with it. Give you AIDS and tell you, hey, we just give them the test.
So what you're saying this evening, okay, is that it's time for the black man, the black woman, to look in education. See, what when you talk about Paul Long, talking about Rosa, Paul Long, talking about Rosa,
that's right.
Malcolm, you talking about Dr. King, and when you started looking at those leaders,
right,
that each one of them was killed.
Absolutely.
By the system, Dr. King was killed when he said, let's go get our check.
But says, ain't nobody else said this. All of them got killed because they believed in God outside of them. None of them looked at it. None of them felt as if they was God. They were educated like they were supposed to be. They were healed like they were supposed to be. All of them believed in a God outside of themselves when they were able to put on the count of their kids. But that white boy is the one who gave you this. He gave you the idea of forgiveness. One on one, you know what he was doing. You know what he was doing. You know what he was doing. He needed somebody to forgive him. Because one thing, a cracker who cracked that whip on a black person's back, one thing he don't want, he don't want you to do what he did to you. He don't want you to do what he did to you.
And Malcolm said, when they talk about black is racist, they are really racist. Michael said, when they talk about blacks don't lack white, you reverse that because it's them that don't lack black folks, and it's them that hold it back, black folks. That's, so all this stuff coming from them, when you said something, you milked it. But when they said something, it's all right. So we've got to teach our young kids coming up the law of the universe and the law of survival. And one of the things I found out in the years, blacks got to go back into being plumbers. Coming over, don't look like want to come in and fix the furnace. Want to come in and lay brick.
Let me say this to get some context. That's 100. All the trade, you establish the market, but you don't need to come to the that white folks want. They need to come to word about this damn plan. I don't even want to say finish this program because we're going to have to have some participation. We're going to have to be able to do some projects. We're going to have to be able to do
what they get in the grant from.
We got to be so with each other that we just say, oh, we're going to do some stuff now this week. And we're going to teach these big boys how to be fun to talk about.
Okay.
We're going to get 21 days. 21 days, they got to show us what they call. So we're going to get 21 more days. And then after that, you're going to know how to do it. Journeyman all the way to the
gentleman,
all the way down to the labor.
All the way down, okay. That, now that's a good idea.
So let's talk about the folks. The plumber, the legend, the heating and cooler, which is the HVAC and all that.
We didn't talk about the carbon.
Carbon.
And then we talk about the automobile.
Auto body.
Most kids get kicked out of school. They have nowhere to go but prison.
Right.
When they don't even teach body shop in prison no more. They go to prison, they go out to the yard, and that's it.
But let me say this. You have to be careful and be aware that once you start saying the right thing to do, get together, understand that people that want everything know that they don't want God. So they're going to be on the people who is doing what they should be doing,
uh-huh,
or what they conspire not to do. They conspire to come off like they're trying to help, but in reality, they there for you to find. But they can't look like they're there for
you. Education is the key to our community. Education is the key for the black man to come up. What they got to have the right education. And right now, and I want to experience it in. I've seen people get degrees. They go to college, come a little bit of town. Once they come to that state, start twisting. Look like the college turned them out to be homosexual. But what I'm saying to you and Dr. Clark said, and you have to understand that you're behind prison, behind the enemy line. They don't want you to get up. This is what happened a month ago. The Pope went and apologized to the Native American in Canada for taking their church and changing their name, changing everything about them, and changing their name, everything. So this is happening.
They recognize they wrongdoing.
They recognize they wrongdoing, but all the people that are it's dead. This is 100 years ago. Native Americans from their habitat. Put them in a house. Homosexual. You know, had sex with them. All they didn't kill. And then here's the Pope in 2022 that said, we sorry. We apologize. Apologize to who? So what is the thing I see, guys? They went to put the chief man on the Pope. One of them elders come and took it off. No. You don't need to wear that.
Yeah.
The crown, huh? The headdress. So what he's saying, your religion's been the one that bound us, killed us, murdered us, and still gave us a little land, and the government still have acknowledged the killing of Geronimo, the killing of what happened. So the black man and woman are traditional people. We was him. Come over. We was already here when they got here. So that means that your children supposed to know Catholic. They're supposed to know English. They're supposed to know all the things of the world. But if they're not being taught that, if they taught in a book that two men need to go together, two women, that's false teaching. So when you pull your kids out of that kind of mess, you can teach them like you want to teach them. And you can certify them like you want to. What I'm saying is you got to move out of the system of education and create your own. If you don't, you might stand the hook with all white people. In violence, it was brown kids. Up in New York, that was black.
Buffalo,
New York. So that let you know now what happened over in Illinois. What that place in Illinois they shot. Man was up on the roof. What's the name of that town? Right there on the other side of. Anyway, the white folks, it's all white town, and what they said, this don't supposed to happen this time. That's why I moved him. It happened anywhere. So it's very important to understand education is the key to your children's safety. Education is the key.
It's highly important.
Now, this is what happened. In Texas, they did nothing. Buffalo, they didn't do nothing. But in Holland, the white folk load up on buses and went to Washington.
Right.
And they said, we ain't going to have this in our town.
And black folk will help them.
And black folk will help them. What I'm trying to tell you, that what's going on, that these soft weapons is what they do in war. What they're doing on the streets of Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi, Arkansas, is going on. I prophesied that that will be floods on top of floods, back to back. And it ain't stopped yet because the earth is angry with all the garbage being put in it. And the super full moon and the God, let me say it again, the God of the wind is in heaven now. The God is speaking out. And you got to be intelligent enough to say, wait a minute, this ain't just no super storm. This is God trying to get your attention. When God trying to get your attention, you got to listen. If you're so dumb with all the degrees and education you got, you don't understand that something's going on with this earth. You have lied all these years, and people have been murdered and killed. They found out in life, Las Vegas, when the water went down, they found 3 bodies in a bath. See, all the stuff the earth is giving it up. We're talking about the school and the education. I could be wrong.
Technology is there.
The technology is what we need. Going on.
Yeah, education online. You can go to ifl.com, the whole curriculum, stuff like that. Take you through it.
Now, if you want to have something to say on this subject of schooling your kids, press 1 on the phone in your hand and come up. And you can say what you want to. I see 0772 if you want to press 1.
Let me say this too for the people. This is a kind of transition.
What do you mean by that?
Let's push it up.
Oh, it's time to change.
You just talked about the meaning of that.
The meaning of that, the earth is opening up to give up what's been hid. All the darkness and the hate. We talk about it now.
Revealing the hit.
All the murder of blacks. We don't even know how many blacks were killed. How many blacks been hung and lynched in Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, Texas, even Illinois. We don't know, but the earth is giving us a picture. No, back in the biblical days, they took Noah, they took Moses as a god. And they put Moses in water. And when Moses got in the water, they called Moses the water. So we are reliving flood and storm. We were living the breakthrough of what's going on in the earth. So the breakthrough is coming now. So what you got to do, let me say it again, the God of the wind, the God of the, you're going to see more blizzards, whole community burn up, high caught on fire, lightning. Where lightning come from? Is the element of the universe. Where the flood come from? Is the element of the God. You get one day, you get 2 days of rain, amount of rain. Something's trying to clear something up, guys. Yeah, it's something got to be cleared up. That's happening. Now, is anybody got anything to say? Go ahead on, Jay.
Technology is here. They got security at the house. Somebody at the house got to watch, like you at work. Security, safety. Education, safety. Most money you have to pay is what? A daycare to have kids somewhere while they're at work. When they come home, you got to have that program already. And then you got to drill them on what they're talking about. You know, babies need to know the phone calls, the mail, the distance, the location, and the vision. They need to know how to write well, move the word structure, and actually sentence structure. They know how to make the paragraph. They know the essence. You got their coffee. And four, an intro, a body, and a conclusion. They got to know basic and how to work. These things are basic things that you got to make sure your babies know.
A lot of them is on the computer. A lot of them don't even know how to write their name. A lot of them, they don't know penmanship. They got to learn penmanship. How to write your mother's name, your address.
And cursive.
They don't know how to do it because they're too busy on the computer. And I think the computer has been, it's a certain time for them to use it, but they got to do basic. That means Lil Johnny can't write his name.
Look, that's very, very distinctive to know. Well, why is it out of school? We know who runs the school. they took it out of the school, that's very easy. But we got to hold that weight on it. And this is just a bomb. The same place, you know, and get the school and provide. You got to say, oh, well, look at the people who run the school. They don't provide that. Let me take my kids up out here and tell them what they're doing. Because I think they're trying to make these little babies go to school.
Back in the day, when there was no school, they was teaching in the churches, the church school. But now we have education system, and it's a big money thing with kids not being educated.
So let's talk like this. That being the solution is this. The solution is black folks need to work real hard to get you some work. That way you can say what somebody going to do on your property.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see kids on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday,
you can do it.
You have them kids when they get called on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Can't nobody say
nothing. Nobody say nothing. The problem that is, that's your problem. See that?
So it's important, and I want to bring this out, for every black to begin to buy property.
That's right.
If the house record, buy the house and build it up.
That's right. It is
stop renting and begin to buy.
That's right. And if it's step by step, that means you got to take a field first, be prepared well, and you can qualify to get that foot in the dump, then you can buy the property. That's what you do, step by step.
It's important to know the system don't want you to be independent. And the whole thing Dr. King talked about, Malcolm talked about, being independent. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna sleep. I see somebody's hand up right here. Okay. 0772, your hand up. What question you wanna ask?
So it's not so much of a question. I wanted to answer the original question. I was having a hard time hearing the brother speak, so I can't really talk to what he was talking about. But the initial question that I heard was, should we homeschool our kids due to the violence that's going on and due to Congress not doing anything about the gun control, basically? So for me, homeschooling my kids really isn't an option for me. With my husband and I both working and needing to work in order to own property and take care of our family. Now, with that being said, we do our part. Once they do go to school, we do our part by supplementing the necessary information that they need when they get home. So for us, I don't think homeschooling will work. And also, I'm not a teacher. To be quite honest, I don't even possess the patience to do what teachers do Monday through Friday. I am like so grateful for the good teachers that do exist. And so far we've been pretty lucky with having very good teachers with teaching what the school systems, you know, want them to learn. Now, again, we do our part in terms of how to manage money and the important things. We make sure we implement that at home. Now, in terms of the comment about Congress, I would have to disagree with wanting Congress to do anything about gun control, particularly because I feel like there's a deeper conversation there that needs to be had. I don't want someone telling me what gun I can or cannot possess. And I'm talking as someone that I do have assault rifles, and I don't want anyone telling me what I can and cannot have, because I feel like the deeper conversation is how are these guns getting into these communities, right? So that's a deeper conversation. And so, I mean, just speaking just quite frankly, law-abiding citizens will abide by the law. If you are a criminal, you will break the law. So you telling law-abiding citizens not to possess assault rifles, yet the government is secretly putting them in our community, who are you hurting there?
Well,
so for me, it's a deeper conversation that I feel like people don't want to have. So I'm not for gun control. So I don't think anything will help us until we have that deeper conversation, or until Congress you know, is honest, or this country is really honest on what really happens in our community and in white people's community. Because if you think about it, it's not really our communities that's suffering from school violences. It's other communities. Our communities are suffering in school in other aspects, but not really with gun violence. So I don't think, for me, that wouldn't, like, urge me. Gun violence wouldn't urge me to want to homeschool my kids.
I
want to
say this, but I hear what you're saying. Two issues I want to tell you. A machine gun that they fight in the war on the streets of Chicago or New York or California, Mississippi. The assault weapon would tear your hand off if used for war. And I don't agree with no assault weapon being in the local city, in the city what's happening. If a lady
who's putting those assault rifles in New York, in Chicago, in California? The same people that you want to, the same people that you want to issue gun control?
The Congress, anytime you got the Democrats and Republicans, is not passing laws to stop these guns from being made or transported. Indiana, over in Indianapolis, they found a truckload of guns just left in the ghetto. Somebody want them guns to get out in the black neighborhood, kill children and mamas and dads. So now, I agree with you. I believe everybody should have the right to bear arms. I ain't tell you don't take your arms, but there's no reason where you should have a gun that was made for war in a city that you can shoot one block and kill somebody three blocks away. I don't agree with that. But I agree with him. The blood of all that murdered people is on the hand of Washington, D.C., making trillions of dollars. The Republicans, they gave Trump $200,000. This is what the Rifle Association gave. And every politician is getting money from the Rifle Association, so they ain't saying nothing. With that now, with the education with your kids, I'm gonna turn to Jay. This is what you need to do. If I care my kids to school, I'm going to the principal, to the board of education. What safety measures you got for my kids? I don't want to go to work and come back and you say my kids got killed because of crazy kids in there got a gun. You can have security. My thing for this year, so you put metal detectors up in the school where you know what's going in. They found a boy just in school with 9mm in his backpack. Now, the only way to solve that, when they come in the school, that they come through that metal detector and see what they got on. Okay, that's that. Okay, Jay.
Okay, so about the children, it's all about the parent, mother, and father, and their mother doing that first.
I'm having a hard time hearing Sahi. I can't make out what you're saying. No, I can't. It sounds like he's very muffled.
Already is on a device. And they need to pay for testifying so they can take notes. part of that, but you have an outside round in inner city, and then city guys plan differently with the COVID, and people get that, and which is a health hazard. It's probably, you know, probably a high health hazard in that city. But at home, your kids are at home, you avoid a lot of stuff that's still going on. Just trying to circumvent the what they call it, the I'm going to school. No, when they kill a whole group of people by
mass murder.
My neighbor and somebody watching my kids. You know, people these days, they crazy. They doing all kind of stuff in their homes. I mean, I drop my kids off to school, and I am able to pick them up. And then when they come home, we do the work. On the weekends, they participate in sports, and they do extracurricular activities. But in terms of, like, relying on my neighbor and my village, I don't – people are crazy. People are insane these days. And I'm – yeah, I just – I don't agree with that. You got to be – you have to watch your kids.
That's why I said, if you go to school to drop your kid off, what kind of – program that system that got in school for safety, you know, that ain't nobody off the street to walk into the building. And, you know, right now, kids, what they've done is stuff in school. So if the school system got, when you walk into school, that's most safer for your kids and all the kids to come in.
And only be around. Now this is the tip. Only be around each other if you're doing something constructive. Because we've been bred to hate each other.
Slavery.
Absolutely.
And one of the key goals of the slave master is to keep blacks fighting each other. You never get together when you fight each other. You know, and I think that's one of the things that they didn't teach us in church. They didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about giving them a new Rolls Royce or giving them an airplane. Like God is down here. But one thing that we have to understand that the one thing is to keep us divided.
Initiate
discriminately against whites. But I do believe that the black man in the United States and any human being anywhere is well within his right to do whatever is necessary by any means necessary to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either is unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
You before Pierre think that you've got a pretty good fighter as the world's heavyweight champion. I
can tell you the hell about yes, Pierre.
Mr. X, I guess I call you that. That's the proper translation, Mr. X. I'm wondering if you still believe, and I think you certainly did at the time you were allied to the Black Muslim movement, in a segregated black nation in North America.
I don't believe in any form of segregation or any form of racism. I'm against any form of segregation and against racism.
Am I right in saying that the Black Muslim movement, which you have left, did believe in this?
Well, Elijah Muhammad taught his followers that the only solution was a separate state for black people. And as long as I thought he genuinely believed that himself, I believed in him and believed in his solution. But when I began to doubt that he himself believed that that was feasible, and I saw no kind of action designed to bring it into existence or bring it about, then I turned in a different direction.
Are you still a Muslim?
I'm a Muslim. I believe in the religion of Islam, which believes in brotherhood, complete brotherhood of all people. But at the same time that I believe in this brotherhood, I don't believe in forcing my desire for brotherhood upon those who aren't willing to accept it.
Because I think the Christians would say that they also believe in brotherhood. What did you say to that?
I say they believe in it, but don't practice it.
That's a pretty good answer. Sir, when the religion was up in a minaret, twice a day he cries to the world, there is but one God, and he is Allah. Do you deny that there is a Christian God?
Does this five times a day.
Five times, and I only heard it twice.
So you were fortunate to hear him twice. But he does this five times a day, and the same God that he says that he expresses the existence of is the God that the Christians profess to believe in themselves, and the God that the Jews believe in. One God, the creator of the universe. The Muslims believe in the God that created the universe, and I think the Christians do, and the Jews do. Now, as long as all of them are talking about the Creator, the Jews may call him Jehovah, and Christians may have another name for him. Those who are Arabic-speaking refer to him as Allah. Well, we believe in the same God.
Now, as the Muslim religion advances in the United States, are you modernizing it or sticking with the old faith, for example, the complete segregation of the sexes?
I think that everything today on this earth is being modernized. Religious principles and practices, as well as political and other things.
Now, when you went to Mecca, this is a very sacred and forbidden city. I tried to get to Mecca myself and certainly didn't make it, not being a Muslim. But how would they accept you if you're an American? There are a few American Muslims.
It's true. And by being an American and not having any... not being able to speak the Arabic language, I did strike a snag, a very serious snag. But I was fortunate to have been pretty well known by the officials in Arabia. And they knew, too, that I had accepted Orthodox Islam that had been highly publicized in the paper. And I became a guest of the state. I was a guest of Prince Faisal, the present King Faisal. And they made it possible for me to go before the committee, Hajj Committee or Hajj Court, to examine you and ask you questions about your belief. And if you pass it, then you are okay to go to Mecca.
But you would have to have a translator then.
Oh, I had one.
Yeah, Betty?
Greg, since your input with the Black Muslim movement, have you formed your own group?
Yes.
And also, you say that you don't believe that the Martin Luther King has solutions. What are your solutions?
Well, first, we formed two groups. The split resulted in the formation of two groups. First, the Black Muslim, those who left the Black Muslim movement, regrouped into what has now become known as the Muslim Mosque Incorporated, which is strictly religious, based upon the religion as it is taught in Mecca and Cairo and other centers of Islamic religious learning. Then we're realizing that our problem in America, that we are Black Americans, and we have a problem that goes beyond religion, we formed a group known as the Organization of Afro-American Unity. And the objective of this organization is non-religious, number one. Any Negro can belong to it. And the objective of that organization is to bring about a condition that will guarantee respect and recognition of the 22 million Black Americans as human beings.
Very laudable, but how?
Well, by any means necessary. we feel that the problem, number one, of the black man in America is beyond America's ability to solve. It's a human problem, not an American problem or a Negro problem. And as a human problem or a world problem, we feel that it should be taken out of the jurisdiction of the United States government and the United States courts and taken into the United Nations in the same manner that the problems of the black man in South Africa, Angola, and other parts of the world, and even the way they're trying to bring the problems of the Jews in Russia into the United Nations because of violation of human rights. We believe that our problem is one not a violation of civil rights, but a violation of human rights. Not only are we denied the right to be a citizen in the United States, we're denied the right to be a human being.
Mr. X, may I thank you very much for coming on our program and perhaps clearing away some of the cobwebs of misconception that some of us might have had about your belief. And I think you're a very sincere man, and it takes a lot of courage to admit a former belief is wrong. And we congratulate you for that and the service you performed tonight in giving us your views. Thank you so much. Thank you.
This Friday, see the movie with everything you could wish for.
Only by blunting your heart's desire may I earn my release.
He'll be staying for a while.
From the director of Mad Max.
Make your wish to save yourself.
3,000 years of longing. Rated R.
Mr. Chairman, friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not with all the trouble we're having with these microphones.